glories to C.C. Guru and Chiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Gita. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sthakuta Swanathya. Om Kiyaya Asriya Prabhupada Vishnu Sajya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading this morning a verse, I believe it is from the Bhagavatam, but from the Bhagavatam, but it's found in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This goes down. I hope it doesn't explode. Huh? Kaha panditas svadaparam saranam samiyat bhakta priyat harita girah suridah kritagyat sarvan tadati surido vajato vikaman atmanam api upachaya pachayo. Yes. Na yasya kapanditas tvadaparam sharanam samiya.
Kapanditas tvadaparam sharanam samiya.
Bhakta priyat rita gira surida kritagyat.
Bhakta priyat rita gira surida kritagyat.
Sarvan dadati surido bhajato bhikama.
Sarvan dadati surido bhajato bhikama.
Atmanam apyupachaya pachayo nayasya.
Atmanam apyupachaya pachayo nayasya.
Kapan Nitastvada param sharanam samiya.
Nitastvada param sharanam samiya.
Bhakta priyadritta gira surida kritakyat.
Bhakta priyadritta gira surida kritakyat.
Savanna dati surido bhajato bhikama.
Savanna dati
surido bhajato bhikama. Atmanam apyupachaya pachayo nayasya.
Atmanam
apyupachaya pachayo nayasya. Hare Krishna. It's so nice to sing in different melodies. Thank you, my Ramani. by someone else, please.
Kapandita svala param sharanam samiya. Bhakta priya drita gira sudhita kritakya. Savandadati sudhido bhajato vikama. Atmanam apyupachaya pachayo nayasya.
Matajis, please. Or should we better just go to the word by word? I believe, Radha Kripa, you should immediately read this. I can give it to you. Careful.
Prevod stiha. Moj dragi gospodine, ti si veoma približan svojim vaktama. Ti si također istinoljubiv i zahvalan prijatelj. Koji je taj učeni čovjek koji bi tebe napustio i koji bi se predao nekome drugom? Ti ispunjavaš sve želje svojih vakta na takav način da ponekad daješ čak i samoga sebe njima. Ipak, ti se nikada ne povećavaš, niti smanjuješ ovakvim aktivnostima.
Yes, the puppet. Or is there nothing?
This is the word always
speak, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, that's all right. Oh, yeah. All right, it's just the verse then. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Vajayine Niveseta Sunyavani Raskatyade Sadaline Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Dvija Nayaka, may I ask you if devotees should become so joyful in the kitchen that they play kirtans on pots or do other expression of their joy? Please encourage them to remain joyful, but to do that at another time. Yes, this is good. This verse was spoken by Akrura to Lord Krishna when Lord Krishna visited him at his home in Mathura.
Ovaj stih je izgovorio Akrura kada ga je gospodin Krišna posjetio u njegovom domu u Maturi.
It's a beautiful verse which leads into the subject of tomorrow, of today's class, which is a class on gratitude as a powerful way to develop love for Krishna.
I to je jedan od svih koji ćemo suvesti u temu o kojoj ćemo pričati na ovom času, a današnja tema nam je zahvalnost, koja je predivan način da nas dovede do toga da razvijemo ljubav prema Krišni.
Mathura was upset.
Mathura je bila uznemirena.
Their king had just been killed by Krishna in the wrestling arena.
Kralj je upravo ubio Krishna
The pious people were totally enthusiastic and ecstatic and talked about Krishna, who had entered the arena and killed all these powerful wrestlers who tried to annihilate him, and then had jumped like a tiger onto the podest where the king sat and just pulled him down by his hair and fought with him and also killed him.
I pobožni ljudi Mathuri su bili toliko entuzijastični u ekstazi zato što su vidjeli Krišnu koji se lavovski borio u toj areni, a onda je skočio na prestup gdje je sedao kralj, povukao ga za kosu i onda ga ubio.
This beautiful, charming personality who attracted all the hearts had relieved Mathura and in fact the whole civilized world from its greatest burden, a person who was as tyrannical as Adolf Hitler plus Mr. Stalin multiplied by 1 billion times. Hare Krishna.
I svi su bili očajani Krišnom koji je bio tako šamantan i koji je oslobodio sve njih tog velikog tereta u obliku tog kralja koji je predstavljao Adolfa Hitlera i Stalina, pa to pomnožite puta, bilione puta.
And now Krishna had visited, who was so famous, had visited the house of a very simple man, Akrura. And Akrura just broke out in praise of Krishna. He said, "What learned person would approach anyone but you, O Krishna, for shelter?"
I nije rekao, koja učena osoba bi prišla bilo kome drugom osim tebi za utočište, o Krišna.
He says, really, there is no one who can give us shelter, who is strong enough and powerful enough, except for Krishna.
I on kaže, zaista ne postoji niko drugi koji je toliko snažan, koji je toliko moćan i koji bi nam mogao dati utočište osim Krišna.
And then he gives a reason why we should take why Krishna is the worthy object of shelter.
I onda on daje razlog zašto je Krišna objekat koji je vredan da uzmemo njegovo utočište.
He says, my first reason is, my dear Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees.
I on kaže, moj prvi razlog, moj dragi gospodine, jeste što si ti tako privržen svojim bhaktama.
And you are also a truthful and grateful friend.
I ti si također istinoljubiv i zahvalan prijatelj.
Why does he say Krishna is truthful?
I zašto on kaže da je Krishna istinoljubiv?
Because long, long ago Krishna had said to Akrura, Akrure, Slujane, after I have come to Mathura and killed Kamsa, I will come in your house and be with you, only with you.
On to kaže zato što mu je Krishna još davno rekao, Akrura, slušaj me, nakon što dođem u Mathuru i ubijem Kamsu, doći ću u tvoju kuću da budem samo sa tobom.
And then he says, Krishna, your other quality is that you are so grateful. What is my qualification?
A šta je moja kvalifikacija?
Ništa. But you see it differently.
Ja nemam nikakve vrednosti, ali ti to vidiš na drugačiji način.
Whatever little service a devotee offers to you, O Krishna. You know, I took you on a chariot to Mathura. I was your driver. You never ever forget this. Even if a devotee forgets that he has served you once, you never forget it.
Koliko god malu službu da tvoj bakta napravi za tebe, evo ja, što sam ja radio, ja sam te jednostavno dovezao na koči iz Vrindavana u Mathuru, ali ti si tako zahvalan da ti tu malu službu nikad nećeš zaboraviti, čak i ako bakta koji te jednom služuje, čak i ako on zaboravi, ti se i dalje toga sećaš.
You are so grateful for even a little thing which is done for you.
Ti si tako zahvalan, čak i za neku malu stvar koja je za tebe napravljena.
Then Akura says, I asked this question, where is that learned man who would give you up and surrender to somebody else? My dear Lord, listen to this, Nikonya Rasa. You fulfill all the desires of your devotees. So much so that sometimes you even give yourself to them.
Moj dragi gospodine, ti ispunjavaš sve želje svojih bhakta u toliko meri da nekada daš i samoga sebe.
Still you neither increase or decrease by such activity.
A ipak ti se ne smanjuješ ni povećavaš usled takvih aktivnosti.
What Akura here hints at is that all the universes offer gifts and praises to Krishna. Even Brahma, what to speak of the end.
I ovo što ovdje Krura kaže, on nagoveštava to da čitav univerzum nudi slave i molitve Krišni, čak i Brahma, a što da kažem o malom Brahmu.
But it's the same to Krishna. It doesn't make a difference. He remains always what he is. He doesn't change.
Ali Krišna to ne znači ništa u tom smislu da se on ne menja pod uticajem toga. Ostaje isti.
You know, like let us say, Ahmad Vamuni, I know you have a very healthy confidence in you, and you wouldn't be disturbed by this. So let us take Madhva Muni as an example. Let us imagine all of Serbia would worship Madhva Muni. And then Germany would join Serbia. Then America would join. Then Chinese. China. Just imagine the hypothetically. Then okay, the whole world would surrender to Madhva Muni. Then it would spread to other parts of the universe, and you know, other planets would surrender. Then Narada Muni would travel to other universes and say, listen, here's Madhva Muni, worship him. I think after some time, something of this would go into the head of Madhva Muni, and our humble, nice Vaishnav would maybe, something would change in him. Maybe he wouldn't organize the Serbian summer camp any longer, for instance, because he has so much to do.
Možda više ne bi organizovao letni kampus Srbije zato što sad imam toliko toga da uradim.
He would say, I'm busy, I have a meeting with President Bush, he surrenders to me at the moment. For sure something would happen in his time schedule. But Krishna doesn't change. He's always there for his devotees. And even if he, this is what Akrura has in mind, even if he gives himself to all of his devotees, he can still give himself to another small devotee, no problem. Like Srila Prabhupada would say, Krishna's telephone line is never busy. He's always there for each one of his devotees. So therefore, Akrura asked this question to all the devotees of Krishna and to every learned person in the world. Who would ever surrender to anyone else than to Krishna?
I zato Akrura postavlja ovo pitanje svima, ali čak i samom Krišnju, kaže, pa koja bi onda učena osoba izabrala bilo koga drugog da mu se preda osim Krišnje?
This morning I would like to ask all of you to focus on one quality of Krishna, which Akrura has mentioned, that is that Krishna is grateful, because I personally find this quality very encouraging in my Krishna conscious life.
Ja bih ovog jutra žela da vas zamolim da se sada skoncentrišete na jednu Krišnjinu osobinu koju Akrura ovdje pominja, a to je zahvalnost, zato što sam ja lično jako inspirisan ovom Krišnjinom osobinom.
Rupa Goswami says this quality of gratefulness means that or someone is grateful, let us say it like this, if he never ever forgets what someone has done for him. Even if it's just a small service. A grateful person never forgets, and an ungrateful person can forget. Please think for a moment at all these people who have done something for you in your life.
Molim vas sada, razmislite par trenutaka, pomislite na sve osobe koje su učinile nešto za vas u vašem životu.
In Vedic culture, such a meditation always starts with one's own mother who has carried one under her heart, and then, you know, with great effort has given birth and educated one.
I u vedskoj kulturi takva meditacija počinje time što mislimo na svoju majku koja nas je nosila ispod svog srca, onda nas je rodila uz veliki napor i obrazovala nas i vaspitala.
Or there are friends who have served us.
To su prijatelji koji su nas služili.
In Vedic culture you understand that the devatas and the past rishis, the saints who have we profit from their service. But we also benefit from everyone else. So many people have done good to us. Now, if we have a good character, this is what the Vedic understanding is, we remember that and are grateful. And Krishna leads us in gratefulness, like he leads us in all qualities. Imagine imagine Krishna is grateful to every devotee who's just maybe rang the offering bell and says, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Hita, and offered some boga to him. He can never forget that.
Zamislite, Krishna je toliko zahvalan, čak i onom bhakti koji jednostavno zvoni zvonom i izgovara molitve i nudi Krishna Bogu.
Even if the devotee himself should forget this and maybe go back into material life, Krishna always keeps this devotee on a list of people he is grateful to.
I čak i ako taj sam bhakta zaboravi na službu koju je radio i ako napusti društvo bhakta, Krishna nikada to neće zaboraviti, on uvek ostaje zahvalan.
And he remembers this name on the list, even if the person takes another birth or many other births. It's always on Krishna's list, this name.
I Krishna stavlja ime takvog bhakte na svoj spisak i nikada ga neće izbrisati sa tog spiska. Čak i ako se ta osoba opet rodi, Krishna ga i dalje ima na svom spisku.
A shastic example of how Krishna remembers services which were done in previous lives to him would be Jambavan.
I imamo primjer u šastrama kada se Krishna seća službe koju mu je njegov koji je osoba napravila u prethodnom životu i to je primjer Jambavana.
Yes, many millenniums ago he fought in the army of Ramachandra.
I pre mnogo milenijuma on se borio u vojsci Ramachandra.
Now much later when Krishna appeared, Jambavan was there still.
I mnogo kasnije kada se Krishna pojavio, Jambavan je još uvijek bio prisutan.
And this time Krishna needed a jewel which Jambavan had how do you say, had taken. Krishna came to take this jewel and when he addressed Jambavan, give me the jewel, Jambavan said no.
I ovog puta se desila ta situacija da je Jambavan imao kod sebe dragulj koji je Krishna želao da uzme, i onda je Krishna došao i rekao, daj mi taj dragulj, a Jambavan je rekao neću.
He didn't recognize him to be the same as Rama.
I on nije prepoznao da je Krishna jednak Rami.
So then they fought, and they fought for 24 days without stoppage. And then after 24 days, they said, Jambavan said, there's only one person who can fight like this. That's Lord Rama.
I onda su se oni borili 24 dana bez prestanka, a nakon toga Jambavan je rekao, a ne postoji niko drugi ko bi se mogao ovako boriti osim gospodina Ramachandra.
He said to Krishna, you must be Ram.
I on je rekao Krishna, pa ti mora da si Ram.
Krishna smiled and took the form of Ram and said, da.
Oh,
I fought with you. Krishna, I wanted to fight, and you are so good in fighting. It gave me great pleasure. I also sometimes want to fight. And I want to do it with my devotee. I'm not interested with the non-devotees. You know, like sometimes friends wrestle. I don't know if you still do this. When I was young, I often wrestled with my friends. Very fierce. For many hours we wrestled.
I kao što si prijatelji ponekad drago, ja ne znam da li je to možda što uvijek raditi, ali ja kad sam bio mlađi, ja sam samo drago jako žestoko sa svojim prijateljima nekoliko sati.
It's a certain type of pleasure to wrestle with a friend. I don't know if you don't know, this is very nice. If it's good friendship, yes.
I postoji neko određeno zadovoljstvo u tome kada se rovete sa svojim prijateljima. Ne znam da li mi je to poznato, ali ako je pitanje dobrih prijatelja.
So Rupa Goswami writes about this, how Krishna remembers the past life service of someone.
Tako da Rupa Goswami ovdje piše o tome kako se Krišna seća tog nekoga komu je napravio službu u prethodnom životu.
Though Jambavan had offended Krishna, the Lord remembered the service which he had done during the time of Lord Rama. And out of respect for that, he married Jambavan's daughter Jambavati and gave Jambavan great respect. Since a gentleman is someone who never forgets what little service had been rendered to them, what can be said of Krishna, who is the best among all well-behaved persons?
Što onda reći o Krišni koji je najbolji od svih osoba koje imaju lepo ponašanje?
My dear devotees, it's very good if we remember and meditate about Krishna's quality of being grateful to his devotees. It helps us to establish a relationship with him.
Moji dragi, bako, jako je dobro ako meditiramo na tu Krišnjinu osobinu da je zahvalan svojim baktama i to nam pomaže da uspostavimo kontakt sa Krišnjom.
My dear devotees, if you want to spiritually grow, you must create the right atmosphere in your heart.
Moji dragi bakti, ako želite duhovno da napredujete, onda morate stvoriti određenu atmosferu u svom srcu.
The condition of the heart which allows your spiritual growth to take place is gratitude. And if you have this quality in your heart, gratitude towards Krishna, this quality alone will, like a magnet, attract more and more of Krishna's mercy. See, if a plant, if you want a plant to grow, you must supply the plant with the necessary, you know, climatic condition and atmosphere. Well, there must be water and earth and all that. So if you want to grow spiritually, Iveshvara, it's necessary that your heart has the climate of gratitude.
Tako da ako želite da rastete duhovno, onda morate da obezbedite tu klimu zahvalnosti u vašem srcu.
And by the way, this climate, is it called in English, is klima or climate? Climate, yeah. In Serbian we say klima, isn't it? Yes. In Deutsch also klima. Klimatische Verhältnisse. So this climate of gratitude is such a good climate for the heart. Do you know what for the human heart is the greatest happiness? Any guess, Bhakti Devi? Oh, Mahapurushika, you. Yes. Yes, the supreme happiness of life is the conviction that we are loved. And now please take this to Krishna. That is to be convinced that Krishna loves me.
Krishna
This conviction, if it's not just a mental exercise, but if you are convinced of this, wow, it's such a good climate for the heart.
I onda ako ste vi stvarno ubeđeni u ovo, ako to nije samo na intelektualnom nivou, onda je to tako dobro klima za vaše srce.
So my suggestion is that you really educate your heart in gratitude.
Tako da je moj predlog da vaspitavate svoje srce tako da postane zahvalni.
I'm very carefully choosing this word, educate your heart.
I ja jako pažljivo biram ovu reč da vaspitavate svoje srce.
When we are in the material world, we often have the opposite feeling, that is that God has abandoned us.
Zato što kada smo u materijalnom svetu, mi jako često imamo upravo suprotno osjećanje, odnosno da nas je Krishna napustio.
I remember there was a friend of George Harrison. Maybe some of you know him, Richie Havens, a very religious person, very, very religious and spiritual.
Ja se sećam da je George Harrison imao jednog prijatelja i koji je bio jako, jako pobožna osoba.
And he had a song which was just very heart touching. It meant something like this. I start to cry when I sing it. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
I on je imao jednu pesmu koja je bila jako dirljiva i meni gotovo kreće suze kada se setim te pesme. On kaže, ponekad se osjećam kao dete koje nema majku.
A long way from home.
Daleko od kuće.
Yeah. So this is very, very nicely described in a poetic way, in an artistic way, the description of a conditioned soul.
I ovdje na jako lep poetski način imamo opisan uslov, opisane položaj na uslovljene duše.
We feel left. God has left us. And therefore, now we have to care for ourselves.
Mi se osjećamo napušteno, imamo osjećaj da nas je Gospodin napustio i sada mi moramo da se brinemo za sebe.
And we try to care for ourselves by adopting and controlling and enjoying mentality.
Mi onda pokušamo da se brinemo za sebe tako što preuzimamo tu ulogu osobe koja kontroliše i koja uživa.
Through our different control mechanisms and enjoy mechanisms which are there in our psyche, we try to fend for ourselves.
I onda kroz različite mehanizme koji nam pomažu da kontrolišemo i da uživamo, mi u našoj psihi, mi
fend means to take care of ourselves. And now all of a sudden we are asked to feel grateful to Krishna. It's not so easy because we have been so long separated from a real heart to heart contact with God.
I onda smo sada zamoljeni da osjećamo zahvalnost prema Krišni, to nama nije nimalo lako, zato što smo jako dugo van tog odnosa gdje smo u kontaktu sa Krišnom srce ka srcu.
I remember I once phoned a devotee who was diagnosed as terminally ill and having cancer also.
Ja se sećam da sam jednom razgovarao telefonom sa bratom kome je bila
And the devotee had no energy any longer left to fight. He had no will to live, really. And therefore, it was clear to me when I picked up the telephone that, you know, this tearful voice of the devotee, it was the sound of defeat.
I onda te bakte više jednostavno nije imao želje da živi niti da se bori za svoj život i kada sam ja uzela tu telefonsku slušalicu i kada sam čuo taj glas pun suza, ja sam shvatio da on odiše porazom.
And you know, it was terrible how the devotee suffered. It was really horrible. And I knew, you know, this devotee was very important to me. I mean, I know this devotee really very well. So I know this devotee has to survive, but it will be very difficult for the devotee to survive if the heart is so bitter and frustrated.
I onda sam ja vidjela da te bhakta jako pati i kako mi on bio jako dragi, kako sam ga jako dobro znao. Ja sam znao da on mora da preživi, ali kako da preživi u tim uslovima? Shvatio sam da je njegovo srce puno ogorčenosti.
In the life of this person, I mean, if you ever have been so ill that you really think, oh my God, this, I have no strength to fight any longer, then there is not a trace of a controlling spirit. Everything is taken out of your hands, and no trace of enjoying spirit. Your body is so painful.
Ako se nađete u takvoj situaciji, onda shvatite da u takvim uslovima ne ostaje više nijedna jedina trunka tog živalaškog mentaliteta, zato što telo toliko pati, niti trunka tog kontrolaškog mentaliteta, zato što jednostavno više ništa ne možete da uradite.
So I had no time. I was on a telephone on the other part of the world, and I said, okay, do you want me to help you?
I onda ja sam znao, nemam puno vremena, bio sam na drugom kraju sveta, na druge strane telefonske linije, i rekao sam, da li sada želiš da ti pomogu?
He said, yes.
I on je rekao, da.
Then I said, okay, fasten your seatbelt. It won't be easy to hear what I will tell you now.
I onda sam ja rekao, okay, dobro se doveži za svoje sedište, zato što ono što ću ti reći neće biti tako lako da prihvataš.
You have to feel grateful in your heart to Krishna.
Moraš se u svom srcu osjećati zahvalnim Krishna.
What? Said the devotee.
Šta? Rekao je bhakta.
Grateful?
Zahvalan?
I'm dying.
Pa ja umirem.
Should I be grateful now?
Zar sada treba da budem zahvalan?
And I said, I know it's not easy. But gratitude is how you can connect to God. The devotee said, Budi pratikani, how can I feel grateful now? Said to the devotee, I just went through a similar experience as you, and I know. You have to connect with Krishna now. He's the only one who can give you shelter. You can't give yourself shelter. You can't control anything. The doctors can't save you. Krishna can. The devotee said, I feel Krishna has left me. I served him. Now I'm dying. Then I said, my dear devotee, listen, I only know what I will tell you now. There are two gifts of God. And we have to acknowledge both of them. One is the sweet things which we like, strawberries with shlagom. Or recognition that we feel energetic and convinced in our spiritual life. That's one type of mercy gift. And the other are the bitter gifts. Like yesterday, a devotee gave me some bitter medicine, which is very good for the liver. And so sometimes Krishna gives us bitter gifts.
I juče mi je jedan bata dao jedan gorki lek koji je jako dobar za jetru. Tako da mi Krišna neka daje gorke lekove.
Let me ask you a question. Why would God send a trusted and devotee a bitter gift? Could you think of any reason?
I sada ću ispitati jedno pitanje. Što mislite? Zašto bi Krišna poslala svom dragom bhakti od poverenja? Zašto bi mu poslala neki gorki lek? Da li imate neki odgovor na umu?
2 years ago, I must admit to you very honestly, I could not imagine even one single reason why Krishna should send his dear devotee, I'm speaking of a dear devotee, distress. It didn't make sense to me. Could you think of any reason? I mean, think, there's someone you love and you give him distress. Could there be a reason? I feel a human, on the human platform, it may only work in a few cases.
I razmislite sada, postoji neko koga jako volite i da li postoji jedan razlog da vi toj osobi nanesete neko uznemirenje, da ga uznemirite, da ga...
Not theoretical. Please think deeply. I don't want to hear a theoretical philosophical answer. If you speak now, you have to believe in what you say, not just on the mental platform.
I ja sam ne želim da čujem neki teoretski, intelektualni, filozofski odgovor. Ono što sada želim jeste da kada nešto kažete da ste stvarno ubeđeni u to.
Why would you give someone whom you love distress?
Zašto biste vi dali nekome koga jako volite neku nesreću, uznemirenje?
I'm speaking of someone whom you love, not someone who is... Yes, who you need to show something because he doesn't know. Someone whom you love with your heart.
Ja pričam o nekome koga vi stvarno zaista volite svojim celim srcem, ne samo da želite da ga naučite način kolekciji.
I think it's a very difficult question. Yes.
Ja mislim da je
so,
teško pitanje.
Mataji. Oh, you are from Serbia. You want to test the love of someone. Oh my God, you are very heavy.
Hare
Krishna. Baba da.
So that person whom we are giving this fire, that he separates from disease, and to accept love.
Huh? Yeah. I will not comment now. Mataji, your answer was very good, but I'm wanting I want to challenge my audience, not challenge, I want to lead my audience into a deep thought. Yes. Kishori. Thank you, Daksha.
Because we are afraid for him or her.
Oh yeah.
Zato što se plašim za njega, brinem se za njega.
That's a very, very interesting answer. We have a we are really afraid. My God, what is happening with this person? Daksha has led us into a very deep place now. It's really a little bit what is in Krishna's mind. It's something like that. He wants to purify the devotee from the contamination of the material world. What is the contamination of the material world? It's a certain misconception. The misconception that I can enjoy separately from Krishna. That's a contamination. It means something which comes and covers our love, like you know, mud. When you go with a car on a you drive through the fields, and then mud comes all over your car.
To je nešto što prlja našu svjesnost, poput toga kad idete kroz polje kolima i polje vodnjom i onda to polje pada na vaš kolo.
Distress is seen by a devotee as an especially merciful feature of the Lord, which the devotee then welcomes.
I bhakta vidi nevolju kao specijalnu milost gospodina koju on onda
Now, because, my dear devotees, because this is so difficult to understand how a devotee welcomes distress as being sent by Krishna, it's one of the most confidential secrets of bhakti.
A ovo je stvarno jako, jako teško shvatiti kako to koje sada bhakta dočekuje tu nevolju, tu nesreću sa radošću i to je jedno od tajni bhakti.
The devotee, in other words, you know, he knows this comes from Krishna, and Krishna separates me now from my false personality, which just drives me to try to remain attached to the world of birth and death.
I onda bhakta shvata, Krishna sada radi jako specijalnu stvar sa mnom, on me odvaja od tog mog lažnog identiteta koji me tera da budem i dalje vezan za ovaj materijalni svet.
There is a verse in the Bhagavatam which says, I think we are all very familiar with this tatenu kampam susumikshamanam. It is said, my dear Lord, one who, what is it, accepts the distress which comes his way as being caused by himself.
I onda imamo jedan stih iz Šrimad Bhagavatama koji ovo oslikava, mislim da smo svi upoznati sa tim stihom, gdje se kaže, dragi gospodine, onaj koji dočekuje nesreću sa dobrodošlicom.
And who now understands that you have given him this distress by your arrangement, which he has originally caused by being separated from you, and who welcomes this and then offers you his service with body, mind and words, he becomes a candidate for liberation from this world.
Znači osoba koja dočekuje tu nesreću, shvatajući da je ona sama uzrok te nesreće i koja to dočekuje raširenih ruku i nastavlja da ti služi svojim telom, svojim umom i svojim rečima, takva osoba je kandidat koji je dostojan oslobođenja.
In other words, if you can have the vision that the distress which you experience in your life is a gift, bitter gift, but a gift of Krishna, you inherit the kingdom of God, Hare Krishna.
Drugim rečima, ako možete biti svjesni toga da nesreće koju dobijate u svom životu, da je to poklon od Boga, jedan gorki poklon od Boga, onda samim tim vi nasleđujete kraljevstvo Božje.
Who of you would like to inherit €1 million? I mean, it's every one of us.
Okay, yeah.
Now imagine you could inherit all the millions of euros which are on this planet.
A sada samo zamislite kako bi to bilo kad bismo sledili sve milijone eura koji se nalaze na ovoj planeti.
Now imagine further on that these millions, billions, or quadrillions, or quabillionski, trillionski, a new word we would have to find it so much. Trillion, maybe there is no trillion as of yet, you know. This trillion euros is only, is not even, cannot even compare with the dust of the kingdom, with a piece of dust from the kingdom of God.
I sada samo zamislite sve te milijone, bilijone, trilijone, kvadrilijone i morat ćemo čak da izmislimo i novu reč, trilijon tih eura, ne možete sporiti sa jednom jedinom česticom prašine iz duhovnog sveta.
Yes, the dust is Chintamani dust, the wish fulfilling dust. Huh?
Zato što je prašina tamo, Chintamani prašina, to je prašina koja ispunjava želje.
So you could inherit this kingdom of God.
I vi možete da nasledite to kraljevstvo Božje.
By only this quality, gratitude.
Upravo s pomoć ove osobine, s pomoć zahvalnosti.
But you have to be grateful for two types of gifts, the sweet and the bitter.
Ali morate biti zahvalni za ove vrste poklona, i za ove koji su slatki, i za ove koji su gorki.
My dear devotees, only if you learn to be grateful to Krishna can you hear the voice of the super soul. Otherwise, you are deaf to it.
Moji dragi bhakti, samo ako naučite da budete zahvalni Krishni, onda ćete biti u stanju da čujete glas Paramatme, inače ćete ostati gluvi za njen glas.
My dear devotees, without this type of gratitude, humility is only theoretical.
Moji dragi bhakti, bez ovakve vrste zahvalnosti, poniznost je samo stvar teorije.
Now, to make it simple, I would suggest to you a little workshop in gratitude. That's my last point.
I sada, kako bih vam ovo pojasnio, ja bih vam predložio jednu malu radionicu zahvalnosti i to će biti moja posljednja point.
Work first with the things which are easy to be grateful for.
Prvo radite sa onim stvarima za koje je jednostavno biti zahvalan.
I would start with saying Krishna is my friend because he sent me prasadam.
Ja bih započeo sa time što bih rekao Krishna je moj prijatelj zato što mi stalno daje prasadam.
You know, by his arrangement the sun came on the earth and the grains which made halava were growing.
Ja bih rekao, Krišna je tako malo otec zato što on šalje sunce na zemlju i onda njegovim aranžmanom žito daje seme, daje plod koji se onda pretvara u palmu.
Then I would go one step higher. Be grateful that you obtained a human form of birth, which is a sharira, a sadhana sharira, a vehicle to perform sadhana.
A onda bih otišao još jedan korak dalje. Budite zahvalni što ste dobili ovo ljudsko telo, zato što ono predstavlja sadhana shariru, odnosno mašinu, instrument koji možete vršiti sadhana.
Then I would suggest, be grateful that Krishna sent you devotees in your life.
A onda bih predložio da budete zahvalni što vam Krishna poslao bhakti u vaš život.
And what I personally in my own Krishna conscious life have discovered as something I can be easily grateful is Krishna came as his holy name. Krishna is always there if we chant, if we care to chant properly.
Krishna je uvijek tu ako nama stalo da pažljivo da ispravno mantramo.
And when he is there, our heart begins to melt a little.
I onda kada je on tu, onda naše srce počne da se to.
Only a heart which is melted with gratitude is a human heart.
I samo srce koje se topi od zahvalnosti je stvarno ljudsko srce.
So, we have come to the end. But I would like to repeat this one sentence for you to remember. Gratitude is the condition of the heart which allows spiritual growth to take place.
Zahvalnost je atmosfera u srcu
And gratitude is also the condition of the heart which attracts more divine mercy. I have a question for you. For how could you practice the art of gratitude on a daily basis?
Kako biste vi mogli da praktikujete ovu umetnost zahvalnosti redovno svakog dana?
What could you do to feel more grateful?
Šta biste vi mogli da uradite kako biste osetili zahvalni?
So that you are more spiritual in your life.
Tako da ste više duhovno nastrojeni u vašem životu.
Please think about this. No need to answer because the answer will be very private.
I molim vas da jednostavno razmislite o ovom, ne morate mi odgovarati zato što će taj vaš odgovor biti jako intimne prirode.
Yes, I have now come to the end and if there are a few questions I would be very grateful. Yes, Diko Nirasa, I saw you first, then our Nita Daya. Oh, finally I know Nita Daya Prabhu. And Daksha, yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Please speak first in English, yes, you're doing it, and then in Serbian, yes.
I wanted to ask you, very often when we suffer, especially physically, I think, okay, this is only karma, this is natural law, I did something in the past, now this is action and reaction law. So it is difficult for me to think that Krishna is personally giving this to me. I think, okay, Krishna is in the spiritual world, he's playing with his friends and like this. I have this thought theoretically, this is Krishna who is giving me something. But deep inside, I have like some impersonal scientific explanation, action, reaction.
Yeah, it's karma, it's the laws, mechanic laws, yes, known. Yes, please speak in English.
Pa videla sam da često kada patim, pogotovo fizički, ja mislim, pa dobro, to je akcija, reakcija, zakon. Imam kao tu kontaminaciju neku naučničko, materialističko, da mislim, nije to lično Krišna koji mi daje, on je ovako na duhovnom svijetu, igra se s dečacima, pastirima, kako on vezi ima s tim, ovo je čisto zakon prirode, znači gledala sam nešto loše i sada dobijam reakciju. Pa sam htjela da pitam kako da to promijenim, da samo vidim Krišnu za to.
Aha. I feel there is great value in your meditation, but it can go a step further. Who of you also feels like Nikonya Rasa that when we suffer, it's my karma?
Oh.
I also feel that. Yeah. It's a fact. It is karma. However, also the law of karma is under Krishna's supervalence. You understand?
Yeah.
And there is a there's a prayer that, my dear Lord, please show me the misery which comes due to sinful activities in this world. Here, a devotee praise to Krishna, my dear Krishna, please enlighten me about what is material life so that I can take a healthy distance from it. Wake me up. Start me in my spiritual yes. See, the devotee cannot see anything as being separate from Krishna, not even the laws of karma. And in his own way, Krishna is behind everything. In fact, Nikunyarasa, in the first canto, he says he is everything. Look at this cloth. It consists of two threads which go in two different directions. One is vertical and the other is horizontal. This cloth doesn't look like threads. But all it really is, if you really look deeper into it, is thread. You know, a thread would be, I don't know if you can see it from so far. See the small thing between the two fingers? This is a thread. But this cloth is also a thread. It's made from thread. So Krishna is also the world and the laws of the world. I am the taste in water. I am ability in man. I am a sexual life which is not opposite to the principles of Dharma. Everything. Krishna. So, in spiritual life, I think you already know this, because I know when you are in a beautiful nature, you think, oh, Krishna, isn't it? Yes. When Nikunyarasa is in near mountain Tara, you can see this is all placed by Krishna, the greatest artist. See, a normal person will see a painting and will think this is nice colors. But someone who is an art lover, who is a little bit more expert, will think, what is this, a Van Gogh, or is it who else is a painter? Rembrandt, maybe? So, on one level, you will say mechanical laws, colors. But on another level, you will say, well, this all is originating from my Lord. It's a Fun Krishna. It's from Krishna, not Fun Krishna, like Van Gogh, but from Krishna. It's a from Krishna. Yeah. But this is a very difficult point. I'm very glad that you asked this question. It's something which comes with advancement in spiritual life. But you should practice already in this direction. I will give you a very high example. Once Gaurakishordas Babaji went on Madhukari through Navadvip. And there were these Brahmana boys who pelted him with stones. Bang! Bang! Oh, it's so hard. Have you ever been stoned? Maybe in a previous life, but it's really painful.
Kamenovali, možda u nekom prethodnom životu.
When I was a boy, one of my, you know, we were fighting and one friend threw a stone here and I bang in the third eye. I just was unconscious for a few hours. So painful.
Tug of all.
So this was happening to Gorkhishordas Babaji when he was just begging. The boys thought he was a madman. And they wanted to chase him out of the neighborhood. So he said, Krishna, this is too much. If you continue to do that like that, I will go to your mother Yashoda and I will complain. Of course, this we can't imitate. But we can feel, well, everything comes from Krishna. And I recommend you to read this verse, Tatenu Kampam Shushumikshamana, with the purport of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which you will find, one moment,
yes.
10th canto, 14th chapter, text 8. 10.14.8. But in this Sharata Dashini, Madhva Muni has this book at home. Krishna. Okay, there was Nitaidaya. Yes. Uno momento, Miko Ponsky.
I have a
pain in the heart.
Yes, he has been
pain.
How can I become convinced that Krishna loves me, and is that possible for a
When do we become convinced that someone loves us? I mean, in the human world, because we speak now of human beings. We become convinced, I would say, that someone loves us by expressions of that love, which we can see. The love remains hidden in the heart of a human being until he gives an expression of that love by, for instance, a smile or a gift or an expression like, I love you. So there are certain expressions of Krishna by which we can know that he loves us. There are general expressions of his love, which he shows, in other words, to every conditioned soul, and specific expressions of his love, which he shows only to us.
I postoje neke uobičajene načine na koji on izražava svoju ljubav prema svim živim bićima i također neki određeni specijalni način na koji izražava svoju ljubav prema nama.
I have given you some general expressions of Krishna's love. You know, the human form of life, which is really Krishna meditated. These souls have left me. I have to give them a chance to come back to me.
Ja sam dao neke od uopštenih načina na koje on izražava svoju ljubav prema nama. Na primjer, jedan od tih primjera je kada nam da ljudski oblik života, trebamo shvatiti da je Krišna razmišljao o tome, aha, sad imam tute uslovljene duše i treba im dati neku pogodnost kako mi se mogu vratiti.
Krishna was thinking like this when all the life forms had been already created, but not yet the human form.
I Krishna je razmišljao o tome kada su sve druge vrste života već bile stvorene, sve osim ljudskog oblika.
And he looked at his creation and felt great dissatisfaction.
I onda je gledao u to što je stvorio i osjetio veliko nezadovoljstvo.
When the souls are in the form of animals or plants or insects, they can only work for their senses, not for God realization.
Kada se duše nalaze u telovnjenom obliku životinja ili biljaka, onda ne mogu raditi samo za svoje čulno uživanje, a ne mogu spoznati Boga.
So then he created the human form of life.
I zato je onda stvorio ovaj ljudski oblik
života. It sounds so Christian, isn't it? This. But it is there in the Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto.
Ovo objašnjenje zvuči tako hrišćanski, ali ono se nalazi u 11. canto Srimad Bhagavatam.
So the holy name and devotees, these are general gifts.
I znači ti darovi koje nam daje svima, to su sveto ime, društvo bhakta.
But then you should think about specific gifts.
Ali onda bi trebalo da misliš o tim specijalnim poklonima.
Something where you feel, wow, this was Krishna's arrangement.
Nešto gde osjećaš, ovo je bio Krišnin
arrangement. I can't give examples here for your life because these are very personal things between you and Krishna.
Ja ne mogu dati odgovore umjesto vas zato što su to jako lične stvari u vašem životu.
But I know there are some of these arrangements.
Ali ja znam da postoje takvi arrangementi.
The problem is we forget Nitai Daya. That's the problem. Maybe you have to write them down in your personal faith book. Yes. I sometimes think it's good for each one of us to have a knizavera. Kniga, not knize.
Ja verujem da je za svakog od nas dobro da imamo svoju sobstvenu knjigu vere.
And when we are down and out and feel like barbed wire and a road with many holes. Barbed wire. This. And a road with many holes, then we should get our book of faith out. So we will have one last question. It will go very brisk. I know you have to take prasadam, but I said, Daksha, what we...
Znam da sada želite redati na pristanu, ali imam samo još jedno pitanje koje će biti jako brzo.
Ja, jako brzo. Please speak in English first and then.
My question is about gratitude, gratefulness.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems that maybe I have a problem or I don't know if I'm asking a question. I can say maybe that I don't have the problem with gratefulness, but one step ahead of that, like something more of that. For example, I must give an example. For example, when I came to live in temple, actually didn't know what to do with me, so he asked one devotee who knew me from before, and he said what to do with this guy. He was very strange. And that devotee said, he's a nice person, he can be with us, he can come to live with us. And I always feel gratefulness for that devotee. But later on, I must say, he disappointed me in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened actually a lot of time. I was lost faith in many devotees, but I never lost that attitude of gratefulness. But something more than that, for example, association with them, especially hearing from them, from
mm-hmm.
some shiksha, was not possible for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I never lost that feeling of gratefulness.
Gratefulness to Krishna or gratefulness to these devotees?
To these devotees,
yes. But still, it's difficult when you were disappointed by them to feel like continuing to hear from them. Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although they did some really nice things to me.
Yeah. Would you like to translate?
Каже, так що право, да не се дешавало у прошлости, или в стари сфати, да се дешава, да може да осеќа захвалност према известним особама кои се учинила нешто добро за нега, ali nešto dalje od toga se onda gubi. Jer, na primjer, takve osobe koje jednom nešto učine za njega, onda da nakon toga razočaraju na neki drugi način i onda on jednostavno vidi da oni nisu, da te osobe nisu ispunila njegova očekivanja i jednostavno ne može više da sluša, da ih sluša ili da uzima šikšu od njih. Može i dalje da im bude zahvalan, ali to je sve. Ništa više od toga ne postoji.
Druženje ili specijalno kao šikšanje, slušanje, recimo njihovim lekcija, ili tako, jednostavno ne mogu.
Znači, evo...
Ja? Mhm. Nije. Hare Krishna. Well, in answer to your question, I would say we need to approach it from another direction, because gratefulness is not your problem. You always have gratitude. I believe we have to look at this human nature of ours, which constantly projects expectations into our environment.
To pogledati iz jedne druge perspektive, zato što ti kažeš da ti uvijek osjećaš zahvalnost, ali moramo tu imati u vidu našu tu ljudsku prirodu koja uvijek projektuje određena očekivanja na drugi.
Especially sensitive people have this situation or this nature to expect something of their environment.
I specijalno osjetljive osobe, one imaju tu prirodu da očekuju nešto od njihove sredine.
The environment could be persons and situations, but generally it's persons.
I to, kada kažemo to, ta sredina, to se odnosi ili na njihovo okruženje ili na osobe, ali obično oni očekuju nešto od osoba koja su oko njih.
And there is a secret about expectations. They are never fulfilled in this world.
I postoji jedna tajna u vezi sa očekivanjima u ovom svetu, ona nikad ne budu ispunjena u ovom svetu.
It's very simple. We have our needs.
I to je jako jednostavno, mi imamo svoje potrebe.
But guess what? The other people have also their needs.
Ali pogledajte šta? I drugi ljudi imaju svoje potrebe.
And it will go sometimes together, where our expectations are fulfilled, but then they have slightly different needs, and then it's bound to happen that our expectations are not fulfilled. Everyone in this world is a needy person. So when we see that something again happens again and again, like expectations are not fulfilled, then I feel we must make a step away from the world and inside of our own nature, where we are satisfied when our needs are satisfied.
Da mi jednostavno trebamo da iskoračimo iz tog sveta oko nas i da uđemo, da budemo sami sa sobom gdje smo zadovoljni kada su naše potrebe ispunjene.
This is something which I discovered in my life, that I also always have this situation. I have high expectations in me and in others, and I often see that the expectations are not met. And it's very often and I see that.
Ja imam isto tako iskustvo u svom životu. Ja imam jako visoko očekivanje od samog sebe i onda isto jako puno očekujem od drugih, ali jako često se dešava da ta očekivanja nisu ispunjena.
And previously, Daksha, I became disappointed whenever this happened.
I onda ranije, Daksha, ja bih postao razočaran kad god se to ne bi desilo.
And now I do understand there is no need to become disappointed. It's just they have their needs to fulfill, just like you have your needs to fulfill, and sometimes it doesn't meet at the moment.
Yeah.
And what I have learned is in my life is to try to become satisfied with Krishna.
I ono što sam ja naučila u svom životu jeste da probam da budem zadovoljna Krishnom.
Maybe that's the lesson for us sensitive people, that we run to Krishna, make our relationship with him first, and then we are undisturbed in this world, whatever happens.
I možda to upravo lekcija za nas, da se jednostavno okrenemo Krishni, da mu otprčimo i da budemo zadovoljni u tom odnosu i da ne očekujemo više ništa u ovom svetu.
This is all what I know. I hope it is useful for you. But I'm very, very moved that you were putting such a confidential subject into the lecture. All right, now it's a little scandalously late. I'm very sorry. It's 10 minutes before 10, and we have a very interesting seminar coming of Bir Krishna Maharaj at 10:30, isn't it? So we have to be brizzle. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Goni Tai ki, Go Premanandi, Adi 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 Bo. Could you just ask Gundiya Rasa to please come? Daksha. Oh, Daksha. I hope it helped. I hope it helped. I know this also, this